That's why EY.
Today, we welcome Robin on our That's Why EY podcast series. We are very excited to talk today about Robin's journey into EY and his insights on innovation and technology in his role. So, Robin, could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your journey into EY?
So I joined EY just over 3 years ago from a competitor. And my role is working in people advisory services, and I focus on technology and innovation. I guess what appealed to me at EY and why I joined from a competitor was just the ambition and the focus on technology and innovation. I need to be the market leader in innovation, and having an ambitious investment plan behind that to do that. So technology becoming the center of everything that we do.
And do you work client facing as well?
Yes. So I guess our role is more enablement of the business. So we focus on building new products, taking them to the market with our engagement partners, with our network, and then delivering those to clients as well. So it kind of starts as a back office kind of piece, which is a new idea. We put that into production, we develop it, and then we take it to market with our kind of client facing teams.
Do you feel EY encourages and enables new innovations?
Yeah. So the thing that's important for innovation is just the culture of trust and a little bit of freedom and the ability to take risks. So every new business, innovation or service kind of starts with an idea. And in an early stage, you're not exactly sure if it's going to be successful or not. So there is risk taking involved in that, and not everything is going to pay off. And you've got to accept that. You've got to be comfortable with ambiguity. And you've got to have the confidence in yourself, your abilities, and the rest of the team around you, and then the culture of the organization that not everything that you do has to pay off and be a roaring success. If you do enough things, it will pay off in the long run.
So tell me a little bit about you as a person, and do you feel you can be yourself at work?
Yeah. So I guess I've got two young children at home. I've literally just come from my daughter, she's five, her school Christmas play, which was great. And that's why I'm late. But just having the flexibility to kind of almost put those things first, put the family commitments first, and then I'm able to fit my work commitments around that. So that's really important for me. I kind of work from home about 3 days a week now. I think it is important to come into the office to meet the team and to have those social experiences. But for me, it enables me to keep the right balance in life.
I was going to ask you about balance. What is your approach to flexible working?
Yeah, so I mean, like for me, and I lead a team of just over 40 people. And so for me, like the key thing is you always judge outputs rather than inputs. So it's about, you know, everyone having clear roles and responsibilities, know what they need to get done, and then having the trust to allow them to flex to make sure they're actually getting the work done rather than, you know, assessing when they're actually doing it. So for me, that means, yeah, if I want to do the school run a few days, I can do that. I'll build that into my diary. Or if I have other kind of ad hoc commitments to do so as well. And I always ask my team, you know, don't ask for approval for holiday, just take it. And, you know, as long as we're notified, you know, that people are taking time off, then we can work it into what we need to do.
That feels like quite an autonomous culture. Do you feel that it's part of the reason why you can thrive in your role?
It's essential to have autonomy in your role, and I would say especially in a culture that strives to be innovative, because inevitably we have a lot of people that are more creatively minded and focused. And if you have people like that and you set them lots of hard targets and deadlines, it will be to the detriment of creativity and the reason you want these people in your team.
And why do you love what you do?
Why do I love what I do? So I think I have this element of creativity, and that's where I take my energy from. So it is that autonomy, it's that creativity, it's the finding the new opportunity, it's taking it from an idea to a working solution that's delivering value to our clients and in people advisory services to their employees and their workforce as well. So I take a lot of enjoyment from that end-to-end process.
Robin, what makes you proud to work for EY?
Yeah, I'd say it's a very people-led organization for sure. It does have a strong focus on flexibility, on diversity. That's really important to me. As I'm raising young children, it's made me even more aware of the need for organizations to lead the way and the responsibility they have to society in doing so.
And what is next for you? Are you looking forward to any particular projects?
So in people advisory services, we have to think about the future of work. And in my team, we look at new technologies to see how that can influence how people will work in the future and the people that are entering work now, what does it mean for them? So we're spending a lot of time now looking at metaverse and kind of 3D environments and thinking how can that improve employee experiences across recruitment, onboarding, how people collaborate, how they socialize. I think that could be really quite beneficial to the world when you think, could it reduce, kind of business travel? Could it reduce the amount of carbon that we put into the atmosphere and make better experiences for our people as well?
Is there anything that you would suggest to a new starter or someone who's thinking about joining EY?
I think there's two things. So one is you can really own your career at EY. And so you never have to feel like you're kind of trapped in a particular role or a particular team. It's such a big, diverse organization. There's always other opportunities you can go and do if it's not quite working out or it's not quite hitting the mark. So I think that makes it quite a safe and low risk place to be in one sense. So particularly for people starting out, I think that's key. And then the second thing is, and this is even for me as well, like we've got such a lot of experienced leaders in the organizations. And a key thing for me is knowing when you need to ask for help and take advice. And I think that goes through all levels of the organization and to never feel you're on your own or you have to solve problems on your own. There's always someone you can go to that's willing to help.
If you're an experienced professional and want to explore career opportunities, visit our website at ey.com/UK/experienced.